Is this because the blowout loss to the Browns yesterday? I figured, yeah. It is. It's over.
Did their win total drop on FanDuel?
I'm going to look. It was 11.5.
Okay.
If it's down to 11 or 10,
it's got to be down to 8.
We might have to buy the dip if it's 8. All right. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Of course, Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us.
I got this $5 over here. I might put me a parlette together tonight.
Yeah, $5 that someone sent you for signing their card.
That was the first for me. Thank whoever did that. Thank you.
So were they signing? Were they paying you to sign their card?
I don't know.
They were paying you to take that card off of their hands. It was a Jets card.
Yeah, they're paying you because they feel bad you had to be a Jet. Here's $5. You had to lose with the Jets for 3 years.
You know, by the way, I looked at the preseason record for both seasons.
Joint practice record?
No, because we didn't do joint practices. So
I'm
counting this.
I got you.
So you never got blown out.
Well, see, I'm counting this as the second preseason game. Even though they're going to play again.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. So they lost. They lost the game.
So we were 2-2 the first season. Mm-hmm. Went 3-13. I was about to say 3-15. About to blow that up.
Well, if you had two more games, you would have lost those. Let's be real.
Yeah, and the second one, we went 1-3, mm-hmm. and then we went 1-15.
This old Richie Kotite.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that was that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different. Like every team approaches preseason differently, and some teams approach it like they approach the season. Like we talk about the Patriots and Bill Belichick and how he plays the start. We talk about Big Red. And how he plays Patrick Mahomes for the most part. Some teams approach it where they just want to get through practices healthy.
Yeah, I guess for me yesterday, wins and losses, and they're having a rep out there, right? The ball's in the 20-yard line. Jalen and the first-team offense out there for the Eagles. Myles Garrett and the first-team defense out there for the Browns. Both sides want to win the rep. If the Eagles score a touchdown, that makes you feel good. If Myles Garrett gets in the backfield and Jalen holds the ball and they blow the whistle because it's a sack, I don't feel as good. Like that's the way it was described yesterday by all reporters that were there, including Elliot, who artfully put it as a blowout. The Eagles lost to the Browns yesterday.
By the way, slightly off topic, mm-hmm. Does anyone own a Hugh Douglas Jaguars card?
Do you ever get those? I imagine not often.
I've had a few.
Really?
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Do they send hate mail with it, or do they say?
No, they ask for an autograph, and I'll sign it.
It says bleep you.
Yeah, at some
point. You stole money from our Jaguars.
Yeah, some of those.
All right, a guy that's not stealing money as his career goes on, Lane Johnson, who's still one of the best, if not the best, offensive lineman in the entire NFL. He's right up there with the best. By the way, you'd like this, Hugh, as someone who's a better now. You know there's a new award you can bet on? Like there's MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. You know they made a Protector of the Year award? Like there's going to be a vote for the best offensive lineman of the year, and there's odds on it, and you can bet on the Protector of the Season. Lane is either the first or second favorite. So anyway,
that's easy money right
there. You go. I knew you'd
go ahead and get this.
A lot of Myles Garrett's getting by him, and
I think it was Mailata yesterday. He kind of pushed around.
All right, we can count him
out. Count him out. Lane Johnson. He was on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, and we've heard for a while that. You never know when it's going to be the end for Lane, right? The Eagles seem to were preparing for it, and then they stopped talking about it. I hope he doesn't retire for a while because I don't think he's close to done, but it seems like there's a scenario where Lane is considering retirement after the season.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit, the mortality of yourself.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you're getting to live life that's, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But like whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and that's how I feel when I'm in it. But no, I'm definitely looking, next couple of years. I signed for 2. So really this and next and really evaluate it. But if we win it all this year, it could be, last.
Never
last
know.
You never know.
Hugh, it's not surprising considering his age and how long he's been in the NFL. But when a player is still as great as him, it's kind of weird to hear. It could be over soon because he's shown almost zero signs of decline.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things. I commend them for this, man, because I think back when I was playing and my body started to break down. Mm-hmm. My thought process was like, man, I'm going to try to get at least one more. I actively knew. I was like, okay, this I just want to get this one because after that, it's probably it because I'm not going to make it anymore.
If you are interested in the odds, by the way, Lane Johnson is second in the odds for the Protector of the Year.
Yeah, I need to find that.
Plus 650. Penei Sewell from the Lions is the favorite, at plus 460.
As I'm putting my parlay together, because I'm going to be that DG gambler that gambles on preseason games this weekend.
Well, you hit it last week.
I got paid.
Yeah, they only call you names if you lose. If you win, you got money.
I'm about to go on here and run me a 10-legger today.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
What are the chances you can nail every preseason game they play tonight?
Why not?
Because you're going to lose.
I don't know. I like my chance.
Feeling himself.
Come
on, big guy.
Hey, Kyle, you heard it in my voice, didn't you?
He's growling as he bets
on
the preseason.
You heard it in my voice. Taking the Detroit Lions tonight.
You sound hungry is what you said. Let's go to...
that's tomorrow. I only can bet two tonight. Damn.
You could bet today and tomorrow combined. You don't have to wait for that.
No, because I don't like to wait. I like to instantly know when I want my money so I can talk trash. You know what I mean?
But you know what you could do if you wait? Like, say you hit both tonight, they'll give you a little cash out. You can make that choice if you want to keep going, or you just...
But see, the problem is, Joe, I'm in Delaware, so I can't, you know, Delaware is not a gambling state.
Well, you have to come back to Pennsylvania.
I got to get in the car.
Well, we got to do the pregame show tomorrow. You can cash out at the pregame show.
I got to get in the car and come back across
the
state line.
This is sad.
To check my bet.
Cashing out of a preseason parlay. I know. just bet on Lane to win the Protector of the Year.
Oh, no, I'm about to put me a 10-legger together.
All right. Speaking of people that some of us want to lose, Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
That was funny.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
I got to tell you guys, I am feeling a little bit confused right now.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little bit hurt. I'm feeling like that kid that the bully just took his lunch money.
We just started talking. What did we do?
I am so sick and tired of this Phillies organization using the fans as Stretch Armstrong dolls. I mean, the way that they pull our emotions in one way or another, I'm absolutely about to freaking lose my mind.
Well, it's been like that all year, up and down, up and down, up and down. And now, unfortunately, we went from the up, which was, you know, the week after the trade deadline, to a lot of down. That was a crappy game last night, Aaron. Bottom line, it just was crappy.
I mean, I don't understand. You know, I thought Sosa was actually making some key hits in some of the past games. I don't. How can you bunt? How can you have the guy bunt when he's got a semi-hot bat? I don't get it.
The bunt was ridiculous. To give away an out in the ninth inning, especially, I believe that was that guy's first career save. It's not like this is a lockdown closer. It's a kid trying to make his way. And they bailed him out. They bailed him out with just an out there. It's crazy.
You know, I bought in, right? I bought in last week. I thought, hey, we're on our way. We're making our run to be contenders in this World Series run, and now I'm just like I took a step back because they try to reach in and grab my heart and just, you know, crush it right in front of me. I mean, I'm at the point. Listen, they got 2 weeks because in 2 weeks, you know, the team that we can all count on starts its journey, and if they keep doing this up down, this yo-yo, you know, baseball, I'm checking out.
Wow. So you give, he's going to stop caring. He's checking out. I think it's like an emotional checkout. So you give it. So it's an ultimatum. This is an Aaron in San Diego ultimatum to the Phillies. Win or else.
It is, because guess what? The favorite son of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, is going to start their wagon train on September 4th.
Well, we're close. Well, you're right. Less than 3 weeks away. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us? Try Day Friday. For a chance to be in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League, give John Johnson a snack of the night.
Real quick, Joe. I am I'm going to make a quick announcement. I want to start off by thanking, you know, you and Hugh and Kyle for allowing me to do what I do on the radio, giving me the fame who I am. But after a long discussion with the smoking hot wife last night, I have to step away from making phone calls to the show.
You dead wrong for that one.
Well, the
you getting cut off, Aaron? You getting cut off?
The onion that is Aaron and Sandy.
Wow, you turned the music up, though. How disrespectful is that?
Did pop in champagne? Would it be disrespectful to pop champagne because Aaron can't call anymore?
See ya, buddy.
I don't think we have any, but We could find some in the refrigerator.
We could find some champagne.
That's just a damn shame.
All right, Aaron. We'll see you around. You buy it? Well, he's calling Monday. I mean, come on.
About a 1 o'clock game tomorrow too.
What's that?
About a 1 o'clock game. What?
Yeah, but we have a 1 o'clock game. We're doing a pregame show tomorrow.
We were on something else.
No, I'm trying to get this parlet right.
No, we moved on from that.
Right. We're celebrating Aaron not being able to call anymore. Do you realize how many people just pulled over and they're celebrating their car? There's a gridlock on 95 right now because everyone's pulling over because Aaron can't call the station anymore.
First of all, y'all know Aaron calling the station.
I know.
So I don't know what y'all celebrating.
We're hoping.
Yeah, it's not. That's not. He's calling. He's definitely calling.
Yeah, unless he has food poisoning, like our next caller here. Herb in the Northeast hospitalized for 3 days with food poisoning.
Herb was being disrespectful yesterday.
Herb, what's up?
Don't worry about that, Hugh Douglas.
You mind your business.
I'm just saying. I mean, Herb, what are we doing? Like Joe likes to say, what are we doing?
3 days in the hospital, dude, man. I couldn't even sleep.
What did you eat, Herb?
I don't 50-50s, and I had some tuna fish after the Phillies game on Sunday. I went to bed, I had some rice, and I went to bed, and the next thing you know, I felt like I was having a colonoscopy, running to the bathroom for about 7 hours straight. I couldn't even sleep, and I wound up waking up, taking a shower, and I went right to the ER.
Did you say 7 hours in the bathroom, dude? Yeah,
that's a terrible image here. That sounds rough. I mean, how much weight you lose? Like 10 pounds?
No. Yeah, I feel like I lost about 5 or 6, I just come out of the gym, so, you know.
At least you're back in the swing of things.
Right back to the gym, day one out of the hospital? I commend that, Herb. I'd be in the bed.
I got to work today with the Flyers alumni today.
Are they working out with you, the Flyers alum?
No, they're having a dinner party downtown tonight.
Do they know you had food poisoning?
No, nobody. Only you guys know.
I feel honored.
Not just us, by the way.
Well, the whole audience. But I feel honored you told us. I'm glad you're feeling better. And you got to get yourself, up and ready for football season. We're close now, Herb.
Yeah, I know. We're good, man. Don't worry about that. I don't know all these people talking about Jalen Hurts, this, that. You know, he don't look good in practice, I'm not worried about that.
They got blown out, though, yesterday. You're not worried about them getting blown out?
I worry about the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I got my... I got my eyes on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not worried about Cleveland or the Jets, okay? We're getting ready. A couple weeks, we're going to be playing the Big D, okay? We got to blow them out. You understand? Blow them out.
Well, we could dismiss the Cowboys, Herb. They stink. They're not real competition.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. It's 1 week at a time, Joe. 1 week at a time.
That's what I always say. Hugh's trying to get ahead of himself over here. Yeah, I mean, I always try to tell him.
I want to talk about the Phillies.
Okay. What do you think? That was an ugly game last night, Herb. I don't know if you were awake for it.
I watched the whole game, dude. I watched the whole game. It seems to me like there's certain teams that they play down on. You know what I mean? They just, even Cincinnati, they lose two. They look so good against Texas, and then boom, then they win one against Cincinnati, and then they fall on their feet. You know what I mean?
What do you think about Castellanos, Herb? Castellanos, I mean, he's stunk lately.
Yeah. I told you about Castellanos, okay?
You heard.
The problem with him, okay, ever since he had that little argument or something with Topper or something, I don't know Castellanos' attitude or whatever is. He needs to pick it up, okay? He stopped swinging. He's still swinging at pitches down at his ankles. There's a few guys still pitching. They're still swinging down at their ankles. I don't understand. You played 120 games already, and you're still swinging at the bad pitches. I don't understand this. I don't know why Dave Dombrowski don't go down there and speak up.
Maybe flip a table.
He should stand in the batter's box.
And have a closed door meeting and tell them guys how bad they look. They could be right now, they could be 7-8 games.
They should be 7-8. It could be like the scene in Moneyball where Brad Pitt flips all the bats over when he's mad at the A's. Yeah, we could do that with Dombrowski.
Listen, they're going to a 6-man rotation.
Yes.
And they need it because I see, like, Wheeler, there's some issues with Wheeler. His fastball ain't at 97, 98. He's missing on some pitches.
Yeah, that velocity, not great. He's pitches today.
Yeah, the velocity came down a little. He might be tired, so that extra day probably should help him.
I agree.
So
good luck with that food poisoning, Herb.
Keep an eye on that. Nola's coming back.
Sunday, Nola.
Nola's coming back. He'll be in that 6-man rotation. Okay.
All right, Herb, you're going to watch your diet now. I want to make sure you don't get food poisoning again. Be careful what you eat.
Yeah, I know that. I'm going to
Chick-fil-A. I mean, I'm nothing against Chick-fil-A, but maybe we avoid, you know,
yesterday,
fast food.
I had a nice salad.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A, good though.
I know, but after food poisoning,
really good.
They're nice people too.
Oh, very friendly. My pleasure is what they say.
Grilled chicken nuggets with the salad. That
okay.
was good.
Nice.
All right.
Healthy. Yep.
I mean, I feel good, brother.
That's good.
All right,
man.
Get that strength back, Herb. Herb will talk soon. yeah, I mean, like, Chick-fil-A is great, but I mean, the day after food poisoning, straight to the fast food. I'm not sure if that's the best idea.
But you probably got to let your system, you know, relax for like eat maybe some soup.
Yeah, it's
like
settle in a little bit.
I like it. It's like a pox party situation. You introduce the toxins back into your body and just make sure that you're still strong enough to fight.
Pox party is when the parents would bring like one kid where the other kid has chicken pox ready, so they get it too, and you get it out of the way.
He looks so disturbed right now. You never heard these before?
Is this a white people thing?
I didn't say it. You said it.
Well, you give us a look once in a while when Kyle and I are saying something we were in a different world than you.
I've never heard of a pox party.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it's over now.
There's old school vaccine.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't.
I mean, the pox parties ended like 30 years ago. We all, the kids get the chicken pox
vaccine.
They're
out of style. Yeah, out of style.
Don't need those anymore. All right, let's.
That's crazy.
There it is. Juice in South Philly's up. Hey, Juice.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Juice. What's up?
What's up? All right. So, real quick. Joe, I wasn't trying to be a weasel yesterday by my proposition. I was more trying to get you to come play some charity softball.
Oh, Juice, I know. I mean, Kyle, you missed this.
We know. I wasn't.
So, Juice, yesterday we weren't giving away a spot, right? We were giving away a spot in the Fantasy League today. But Juice tried to kind of weasel his way in by asking if he could co-manage Hugh's team.
Huh.
Because he knows how bad Hugh is. Remember, he dropped Malik Nabers in week 5 last year. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to get in there. And then he said, you know, he kind of said, if we win, then maybe you come play softball with us.
It's an interesting strategy.
I thought it was interesting, too. Mm-hmm. Hugh just shut him down and said no. Okay, go ahead, Juice.
With all due respect.
All right. So, it's a good time, though, you. It really is.
I believe
man.
It is.
But anyway,
not
he said, I'll take your word for it. Joe, real quick, 2 points to me. One, getting back on what I was saying yesterday about Hurts and practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying how the 2 years they didn't have a good practice, they didn't really have a good season, and the 2 years they did, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay, I understand that. But you're forgetting that 11-1 had nothing to do with preseason. They fell apart because of the locker room. It had nothing to do with how Jalen played in the preseason.
So, Juice, I will say I understand your point and agree mostly, right? If you start 11-1, you can't blame training camp. But If you go back, they never felt in sync to me in 2023. Like, they were 11-1, and they won almost every game, but they were all kind of nail biters. The offense was choppy the first couple weeks. So you're right; they started 11-1. So that's, you can make a fair point that, like, hey, they didn't have a great training camp, joint practice, and they started 11-1. But it never felt like they were in sync that season. And then, like you said, it just fell apart at the end. I just, like, 2022, they came out of the gate and they were playing great. Now, last year, they didn't. But they got it together and got to the Super Bowl. Look, Juice, I don't know what it all means. Like, it's only 4 years of Sirianni and Hurts with this stuff. It's interesting to me that when they seem to play better in training camp, they have a greater season. I'm just hoping they have a great season. That's all.
I think they will, but and just to go to your point, look at the, I mean, I get that they were kind of playing, let's say, up and down, but look who they played. That was a gauntlet that everybody thought we were going to split, that we ran until we ran into San Fran.
Well, yeah, and then they got smacked. They did. All right, Juice, quickly, right. What do you got for us? You got topper point?
The Philly. Yeah. The Philly point, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, and I always thought this about Andy Reid when Donovan was walking around in the Super Bowl down 10. You have to put your guys in position to win, right? And I feel like, especially last night, with one out, you have to make sure that run from second is not going to score. You can't move your defense in when you have when you need a double play ball. Like, he almost, in a sense, that like if they would have pulled that out, it would have been in spite of Topper.
Yeah, he's had a bad. I mean, everything he did last night was wrong. I mean, it's amazing. Like, he flipped the coin 3 or 4 times last night, and he got the wrong side each time. It just was a bad night for him. All right, Juice, what do you got for us? A snack. For snack of the night for John Johnson.
Fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos. I like that. That sounds like a John Johnson
fried
snack.
Fried Oreos.
Juice, good one. You don't like fried Oreos?
Mm-mm.
Why? You like Oreos?
I mean, I fool with Oreos, but I don't frying them. That just seems like a lot.
But isn't anything fried good?
Well, that's a fat guy's move. Like, you taking an Oreo and putting it in grease, it's already like high in cholesterol.
Fat people know good food, man.
No, with all due respect.
You didn't say it first.
I didn't. With all due respect, fat people do no good food.
Well, of course.
Did the vibe of the whole snack of the night thing get killed a little bit for anybody else when Herb came on here talking about 7 straight hours on the toilet?
It didn't help. Yeah, it didn't help. It didn't make me hungrier.
It didn't kill it for me.
Yeah. seven hours
I'm
on a toilet
looking
is...
for snacks.
Dude, 7 is...
But,
yeah, it's rough.
That's your whole day, man.
The OG thing he did was say he going back to the fast food today.
I'm giving a little piece of advice. I would avoid fast food for a little bit after the stomach went through 7 hours in the bathroom. That feels pretty simple, but that's just me. I like the fried Oreos answer.
Oreo.
Yeah. Have you ever had a fried Oreo?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you don't even know what it's like.
I mean, but that just seems like a lot.
What's the batter? What you
put it in? Like cake batter?
I guess. Yeah. Or a batter. Lot. Right. And then you fry it up.
Man, that's a lot.
A little crunch in there, and then the double crunch with the Oreo. I like it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop, bro. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Phillies. Rob Thompson, does he have to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series? I believe he does, because this team is not going to blow people out. Their offense is what it is, and they're going to be in a lot of tight games. A manager's going to make a lot of difficult decisions. Who to pinch hit? Who to start? Platoon in the outfield? The third and fourth starters? When do you get them out of the game? Even the Alvarado thing, which we'll talk to Scott about, because Alvarado's due back in, 3 days? I don't know when he's actually coming back, but he's eligible to return here, I believe, early next week. Aaron Nola coming back. 6-man rotation. A lot of decisions for Topper coming up. And the Eagles. It has not been, by all reports, a great training camp in terms of looking great every day, including getting blown out by the Browns yesterday.
Blown out.
Is it a big deal? Is training camp a big deal the way the Eagles look right now? 215-592-9494. Tri-Day Friday for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. And we'll talk to our guy, Scott Fransky, next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.